You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off our results updates with Calgro M3. They reported their full year results for the year ended 28 February 2024. And I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Wikus Latahan, to take a look at the results and try and make sense of what's been happening. Good evening, Wikus. Lovely to speak to you again. Strong set of numbers from the company, the market obviously loving the results, the share price trading up on the day. What do you make of the performance?
Good evening, and good evening to all the listeners as well. Yeah, I believe in the current market a solid set of results. We focus heavily on capital allocation during the course of the year, and you'll see that results are influenced by our highest ever GP percentage, as well as the saving in administrative expenses, as well as share buybacks, and of course the announcement of our maiden dividend, illustrating the confidence we have in the next few years in terms of profitability and cash generation. So we're quite satisfied with it.
Vikas, you mentioned highest ever margins, but also highest ever net asset value for the business. Obviously, that's reassuring to investors to say that the business is on the right trajectory and not necessarily sort of back and forth. I know it's been quite a bit of investment that's gone into it. We've spoken about things like the Bankenveld District City project that is coming online as well. What are your expectations around what the pipeline has for Calgro and what that means for future business?
Yeah, so we're quite confident on the market. I mean, housing in South Africa is a necessity, it's not a luxury. If you go and stand on the corner of any of the informal settlements in the morning at 4:30 to 5:30 a.m. and you see how much people are living for formal job opportunity, now South Africans don't have to stay in those conditions. That's where we focus. We're quite excited that going forward we're bringing a more affordable product to the market. We're trying to come in under 500,000 again, even touching 400,000 rand. And we believe that that will focus on the lower end of the market, even in the current high interest rate environment, and just becomes even more affordable when interest rates start decreasing later this year. So we're very positive on the future. If you include Bankenveld District City, you look at the balance of our pipeline, we're well set for the next 15 years with no major capital expansions needed. So again, back to my earlier comment of cash generative, we believe that the business will be very cash generative in the years to come.
I remember the last time you and I caught up, Vikas, around that Bankenveld project, we did look at what the potential would be like for affordable housing. And it's good to see that you've been able to sort of work out margins that make it even more attractive. So hopefully when that project comes back online or eventually comes online, we're able to see low-cost housing coming to the market in a new way. I want to look at the other side of the business, the Memorial Parks business. That's also doing quite well for you as a group. It's showing signs of improvement and increasing cash generation from there.
Yeah, I think the target of that business always been, it's not from necessarily from a profitability perspective, although it's also largely up in profits. It's always been cash generative, the target to be cash generative enough to cater for all the group, the full group administrative expense line. And then once we achieve that, also the finance cost. Currently, if you reverse the non-cash items, you're at 78% of our administrative cost line in the income statement. So getting closer, hopefully this year we can get there, and then we can go after the finance cost. So that business really, it's even having a better year than COVID, best ever year from a cash generative performance as well as of profitability. And if I can add there, I think what impacting that is our lay-by offering, where you're now able to pay for your grave interest-free over 24 months. It's also just making it more affordable in a fairly strained economic environment, but as product offering that's catering really towards the emotional side, where people really want to be to do the best for their loved ones that's passed away.
Certainly a very key area of the business that you guys have been focusing on there. In terms of those memorial parks, because are you seeing an increase in demand from that perspective, or has demand sort of been fairly consistent throughout the years?
No, we've seen a big uptick in demand. Look, I also think it's a thing of the brand is starting to be established. I've heard the other day a comment that someone said they're going to be buried at Calgro. My first answer was, what's Calgro? And it ended up to be the Nasrec Memorial Park. But it's starting to become a brand where people think, if I pass away one day, that's where I want to be buried. If my family pass away, it's a safe environment for me to bury them and be able to go back to the grave in a nice environment, in a secure environment where I know I won't be mugged, I know the tombstone won't be vandalized. So really serving as I say, the emotional side of it, and doing the best for your loved ones that passed away, but also for yourself. We're seeing more and more pre-sales where people say, but hang on, I want to release some of the pressure on my family and loved ones when I pass away. I want already own a grave at that point so that my family can just go to the memorial park. They will do everything else. It's almost like a service business. It will give them comfort in a very difficult time and bring everything together that you don't have to drive from pillar to post to get the funeral arranged and all everything.
Certainly bringing comfort and peace of mind to South Africans. Vikas, before I let you go, I want to look at those buybacks that you mentioned, 73 million rands worth of buybacks, and that first ever dividend, maiden dividend, very important for shareholders to not only see value in the form of buybacks, but in the form of dividend. Where to from here for the business?
Yeah, so dividends and share buybacks to us is not mutually exclusive. We bought back about 18% of the business during the last year. Shareholders haven't seen the full effect of that yet because of the weighted average number of shares at the year end. So it's about another 6.5 to 7%. If we produce the same results on a per share value, we'll be up 6.5 to 7% next year. So that kicker will still come. And then dividends, after 17 years of being listed, very cash generative, in a place where the business has matured to a point where there's sufficient working capital, there's sufficient capital for growth, there's sufficient capital to continue share buybacks at good prices, also just give some short-term returns in the form of dividend and cash return.
Always returning value to shareholders. Nice to see that after 17 years, this is still a priority. Good luck for the new financial year, and I'm sure you and I will catch up as the developments go on throughout the year. Thanks so much for those insights. Vikas Latakhan, CEO of Calgro M3, on their 2023 results.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.